Blog Talk Radio.
I remember a teacher that I had. Now, I went through the seventh grade. I went to the seventh grade. I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. And I used to, this is true. I work in the summer and I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. He was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher. Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell. He says, he says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts freedom is everybody's job. United, that means that we have all come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states, 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose, all divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others, for all, which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer, and that would be eliminated from schools too?
Good evening. This is the Hoot and Holler Show. I'm Lonnie.
I'm Bill.
I'm Ted.
Here we are again, another week. And I can't say that there's really been any good news on any front. Bad news. I mean, the GOP establishment is going to try to shove Jeb Bush, a progressive, down our throats. The Bush might as well run the Democrat ticket. His ideologies. He's part of the group that's pushing for world depopulation. He's for amnesty. He's for Common Core. That's not conservative values and principles at all.
No, that ain't.
The country all divided and dividing even further. They can lie about the economy and claim, oh, everything's doing great, when the truth is the people who it affects the most, they're the ones feeling it, and they're not feeling any relief. Gas prices are dropping, but yeah, now they want to tax the gas extra because they're trying to protect their green energy investments. They're pushing the carbon climate lie and the global climate lie, and but the countries are coming into agreement on stuff, and no one's checking to see who's behind this and who's going to profit off of it. If they did, they know it's a lie. The NOAA already said California's drought had nothing to do with climate global warming.
No, it had to do with them shitting water.
And now they're complaining because they're getting water. I don't get it. Someone was on me about, well, why did I side with the CIA and their methods? And I asked them, put it into a different kind of perspective. Your child gets kidnapped. You catch one of the kidnappers, but the others get away with the child. Time is of the essence. How far would you go to extract that information to save your child? Now think about that.
A lot of them people won't think about that.
No, they don't. They don't put it into that kind of perspective.
They don't care unless it affects them.
They in Pakistan. Several hundred, there was over 100 children killed, murdered by Islamic terrorists. Your heart goes out to the parents. And you got to, that's just an evil that thinks to, I don't know what they hope to gain by all the murder and stuff except to enslave people. And that's the only way I can take it, when you're out there murdering and this and that, and people got to do what you say or you kill them. That's called enslavement. And we're seeing it again throughout the Middle East in these areas. And what we're seeing here is our government and our elected officials, along with the Chambers of Commerce and many others, are aiding and abetting a foreign invasion of this country. Family reunification. Look it up, people. Look at how many extended family members each one of them he grants a kind of amnesty can bring. And then you start doing the numbers, and you're going to realize that within a short, very short period of time, this country is going to be a third world nation, a poverty crack hole. Also, the people can pad their pockets. It's the devil with the people. The people don't matter. All that matters is certain people can pad their pockets.
That's
why. In the immigration arena, you've never seen them go after it. They don't go after the people who employ them. They don't go after the people who rent to them. They don't go after the people who aid and abet them, which is breaking the law by doing so, but they don't do nothing. The only thing broken with our immigration system is the lack of enforcement.
The lack of
testicular fortitude by our elected. The lack of, I don't know, they just refuse to do it. But every one of them, I guarantee you, them or their cronies, if you check into it, will be profiting off of illegals.
Well, you know it.
That's why they won't uphold the law. And by not upholding the law, they are guilty of aiding and abetting and the breaking of that law.
A long time.
They keep saying you can't deport them all. You don't have to if you use attrition. Attrition is you cut off their money, you cut off their jobs, you cut off their housing, assisted housing and everything else. You cut all those things out. Most of them will leave on their own, leaving you a way smaller amount to have to gather up and put out. But when your government can just turn around and say, well, I don't care if this 30,000 or whatever it is has a criminal record, we're just going to let them stay. We're going to turn them loose on the street. Well, in reality, doesn't that create a class action lawsuit where those who have been in our own country, who have been caught with the same level of crime? Could they not sue because they have had the law enforced on them, where the law, they refuse to enforce the law on these illegals? It's kind of an odd thing when you think about it, but why can't they? Why can't they find a class action lawsuit and sue the crap out of the government for this? You're giving illegals a right above what you give your citizens. Where we're playing patty cake with ISIS with our bombs, our air campaign is a patty cake fighting with ISIS. Knowing I have to side with others that they're making no attempt to defeat ISIS.
At least I haven't.
And here in our nation, if something happens, well, it all depends on what color you are, if it's a crime or not. If it's a race crime or a hate crime or whatever. And there's things, you know, that's been brought up. Numbers don't seem to, and facts and statistics don't seem to settle through people's brains. They don't get it. They don't get the $18 trillion plus debt when they look at it, and $300 trillion of unfunded liabilities, that's debt. Here, $300 trillion here, the unfunded liabilities is debt. And so that $18 trillion at the top of the page doesn't come close.
No.
The fact is, here we are spending another $2 trillion, a little over $2 trillion for Obama's amnesty plan. And that's what it is. It's leading to amnesty. It may not be, he may not be giving them that pass right away, but it's setting that up. Yeah.
Another stepping stone.
Anything that allows them to is amnesty. I'm sorry. That's just how it is.
That's true.
And they'll say, well, they pay taxes. 90% of them is going to get back earned income credit and get to use that. If they do that, they actually get more money back than they paid in. So they're not paying taxes. They're taking from the taxpayers.
That money goes back to Mexico.
And a lot of that money does go back to Mexico through remittances. But remittances and drug money are the big kind of food and send down to Mexico. Well, how about we teach them what we learned here in our own country? You've got to stand up there. Things aren't working out for the people. The people need to stand up and change it.
That's the thing. They won't. They don't want to stand up and change theirs. They want to come to this land and try to stand up and change our land into what they just left.
You have that same problem here with liberals fleeing states like California and New York and places because it's all a failure there. Debt just keeps going. Taxes keep going up. I doubt if there's a person elected in California that can get elected in our state. Not when they start talking their ideology, they'll be out the door.
Wrong.
Federal Reserve. Oh, don't even get me. It's like everything is just coming apart, though. Schools are being told you got to take this down. And that thing that Lonnie played there with Brett Skelton, in God we trust, or under God, they are doing their damnedest to take that out.
They don't say it personally.
They do in Brasstown. But, you know, across the country, a lot of them don't. They're trying to make them take down the Ten Commandments, or they got to move it to where it isn't seen. They're allowing them to put up Satanist stuff here and there. Every time there's something Christian, you can put up something Satanist. And that just always kills me because the idea is for atheists is claiming there is no God, but yet they're out there fighting against something that they claim doesn't exist.
True. That makes no sense.
A lot of stuff going on in our nation and around the globe makes no sense.
None of it makes any sense to me.
Sony being hacked and all that and that. Well, who didn't see that coming?
Oh, yeah.
And they won't be the last one. We're going to see a lot more of this kind of activity.
And like the killing, that's like how they killed 40
killed over 100.
100, my TV said 191.
Well, there's a lot worse. There's so many things. Well, there's just so many things that are ridiculous. You know,
control. Our grandchildren will never know about freedom and liberty because it won't exist by the time they're adults.
Well, you know,
somebody wants to control everything we do, and somehow they figure they should profit off of everything we do.
Know what, Lonnie?
I'm going to say, you know, I'm not trying to change subject. First of all, I want to say welcome everybody that's in the chat room, Linda, Cal, Rod, and Yola. That way you all know who's in there. And I'll say hello. Second of all, I don't know if – I know you keep up on everything, but you know what really ticks me off? Not even the local level can spend money right. I mean, they get $1 million in taxes and stuff. What do? They built a damn sign out here that says Seymour.
Yeah.
Cost them $1 million and don't even say welcome on it. It says Seymour. And it's so stupid. They designed it where there was a train track for the first trains and where John Cougar was here and his guitar, and then it's got a crown on it and the school tower where the light is at, you know, the clock over here at Seymour. It's all designed in there. But it cost them $1 million, and it's got neon lights that flash red, green, and a blue. And it costs $1 million, and it can't even say welcome. Welcome.
They couldn't fix their streets.
They
can't
balance the street. They couldn't do more with the school. Exactly. Well, there's a lot of uproar, and I know you can't get on Facebook right now. Posted the other day, says, do you think it was worth it? And there's a lot of people that don't. And one of them, matter of fact, I even agree with them. It says maybe next year we need to find more people that are in our department, you know, mayor and stuff that know how to spend money. I mean, they could have used it on the streets. They could have used it in the school. They could have used it for the people that are homeless, the ones that need food. You know, why? You're going to spend $1 million on a sign that don't even do what it was supposed to do.
Well, it didn't,
I mean,
even
they
cost
wanted it.
You.
Well, it should have cost $1 million in the first place.
You have to see who got paid to put this sign up and
exactly.
How they were tied
who got
in.
The pocket.
Yeah.
Well, the worst part of it was I can understand putting a sign up that says welcome to Seymour. Okay, I can understand it. But you didn't even put that on there. You just put Seymour.
Well, like I said, you gotta find out who's behind it that's gonna profit, who
profited.
Look for the investment.
Well, you know they did.
Look for your investment group that you're elected or tied into together.
I mean, I'm gonna tell you something.
And then you
I know several people. I know several people could have done that for. About $40,000-$50,000, and it'd been all a lot cheaper. I mean, all it is rebar and lights and concrete base.
Yeah, I could have did the same thing, but cheaper.
Yep. I said all it is rebar. I went by. It's rebar, lights, concrete base, holding it up. That's all it is. But that guy done the rebar must have made the most money out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Stupid. I'm just like I said, there's too many damn people that's dipping into your pocket.
Exactly. You got to follow the money and who profited from it. And it's the same. It's not just on that. You got divisions of city government that are used as nothing for slush funds. And what they'll do is your elected will take money out of that fund and they will invest it in some other kind of business. And then if they get a profit, they'll put it back at the fund. But I've always wondered what happens if they don't make a profit.
I agree. And Yola just wrote on here, today's big news is New York is allowing all the children of illegals to attend school.
At the expense of the taxpayers. At the legal taxpayers.
Yep.
And you'll pay to feed them, too. It's a sad.
Yeah, I just read it, Yola.
But it's part of their agenda. This is how they're going to destroy our culture. Feeding our kids with indoctrination instead of education in the school. The media is bought, for the most part, has bought into this idea and is supporting this ideology. They won't print the truth. They won't print facts and statistics unless they can bend them. You know, like Obama bent his deportation numbers. And like they bent the economic numbers and they bend the unemployment numbers and everything else. And a lot of people get about the CBO, but the CBO can only use the numbers and facts, statistics that are given to them. They can't come out and say, hey, these are wrong and these are the right ones.
They not only that. We're talking about a lot of money. Okay, we're talking about money from everywhere that's getting dipped into, who's doing this and that. Like I said, I've been reading articles lately. I read another article where, just to jump over to another part, where we're spending so much money on ridiculous stuff, but we're not doing nothing what we've done in the past. For example, they're trying to keep all these illegals over here, right? Well, I read an article the other day that they're going to spend $76 million to take care of the borders. What they're going to do is they're eventually going to get rid of all the state police and go with National Guards. They're not doing no good if they're already here.
Well, what they don't tell you is your border guards and stuff, they're backed off the border by 50 miles.
Like I said, they're not telling them anything. They're just showing them what they can spend and make things people think, oh, they're doing something. They're not doing nothing. They're just taking your money. Hell, I got moss flying in my wallet already.
Well, you're talking that 87 billion you're talking about. I would probably say you'd probably have to add that to the 2+ trillion that it's going to cost us overall for the illegals to be here.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Like, so I got lost my wallet already. I don't need to take any more money from me.
They will not let the Border Patrol do their job.
Nope. Those are state troopers.
They have disarmed them.
Yeah, it's criminal what they're doing, Bill. I know. It's telling you, we're in a pickle, and it's not going to get better, unfortunately. And that's what's the scary part. I mean, look what's going on around the world. You know, Putin's having fits because the ruble's not doing well. And he's thinking about outlawing the use of the dollar in Russia. I mean, it's bad. This is not good.
I just can't understand that. Here we are griping about Russia. We're claiming that they're invading the Ukraine. But at the same time, our elected and our government is aiding and abetting a foreign invasion of this country.
Well, that's because their agenda is to collapse the system, and they're doing a great job of it. It's bizarre. I just read an article about the debate over how many people are coming into California, what counties, why they're coming in, why the others are leaving. I mean, it's a mess. So I'll get into that tomorrow on my show, but it's crazy here.
It's
going to get
crazy
worse.
All over. It's getting crazier all over.
I know. Yeah, I mean, the stuff I get to cover tomorrow, I've got everything from immigration to fracking to, you know, Jeb Bush is throwing his hat in the ring. That creep. Oh,
that's
my God.
The progressives on the right are trying to shove a Bush or a Chris Christie or someone like that down our throat. And
yep, and Romney, too. Yeah.
What choice has come down between a Jeb Bush or Chris Christie or Hillary Clinton or Elizabeth Warren? Well, that's like saying, do you want me to shoot you in the left side or the right side of your head?
Oh, it's awful. I mean, it's just, yeah, if they don't give us a decent nominee, it's over. You know, it's really, really bad. I would love to see Ted Cruz run. God, I'd love to see Ted run.
You know, they've got all this information about the public, our private lives and everything else. I think there's some information that the public should have about the elected. We should have the knowledge of what they're invested in, when they made that investment, what office they held when they made that investment.
Well,
we should have,
Bill, you can't, when you have a media that tanks for these people with the New World Order, how are you going to get that information out? The only way is to do your own research. I think I sent you guys some of that stuff. Especially on the chemtrail stuff, which I've sent to my local council people. You can do research on people. There was one that came to me, and I can't remember where I got it from. I hope I still have it. And it was, I think it was from either Sons of Liberty or Heritage or Hillsdale. But, man, it was a huge expose on the Clintons and her affiliation as a youngster with Saul Alinsky and how far left that woman is. It's out there. You just got to dig a little
left,
bit.
As far left as Hillary is, Elizabeth Warren is even further to the left.
True.
And
well, they're all in the same camp, I think. I'm sorry,
but I consider Jeb Bush and Chris Christie to be to the left.
Well, they're not center. they are. They're slightly to the left. You know, you got
nobody ever convinced me that the two previous Bushes that were president were involved with Agenda 21 and sustainable development. That this one is E2.
Oh, he's Common Core too. Yeah, I mean this guy's. He's awful.
It's the same with Clinton and Elizabeth Warren. We're going to get down to a choice. Our battle is going to be between picking one of four Agenda 21 supporters.
Oh, I hope not, because I will put none of the above. I won't vote.
It's sad to say, but I won't vote for a Jeb Bush or a Chris Christie.
No,
and I definitely will not vote for a Hillary Clinton or an Elizabeth Warren.
That's correct. Yeah, they. In fact, one of my newspaper pieces side by side in this newspaper article in the national portion, and I said, "Oh, well, where are their matching broomsticks? They should have shown that too." I mean, these people are horrid. It's just, God, I don't understand any of it. All I know is that, like I said,
an 1,800-page bill comes out in the middle on the afternoon. And they got to vote on it the next day.
They've been working on this for a long time. You can bet on it, Bill. That didn't just appear. They've been working on this behind the scenes.
And when a provision's brought forward about Obama's unlawful amnesty move, only 22 cited against.
I know.
All the rest of them are siding with
traitors.
They are traitors to this country. They are committing treason by aiding and abetting an illegal invasion.
Yep.
And there's no way to hold them accountable. No way. Our justice system has become a joke.
Yep.
Our Supreme Court has become a laughingstock. Because
it's not about
the law, it's about ideology.
Yep.
And the law will be damned.
And the Constitution can take a hike for all they care. Yep.
I believe that's why the missing amendment was made, was so that your judges could not be involved in politics and stuff, because that was a conflict of interest. And we're seeing it right now across this nation. One judge says one thing, one judge says another. And if you read the law, you can tell which one's going by ideology and which one's actually following the law. And more we're seeing that ideology is winning out and the law is just being trampled.
Well,
like
from
said,
what I
see,
when you
30,000 criminals and not hold their records against them, but you will hold the records for the same level of crime of Americans against them. That's discrimination.
Well, sure.
When you live in a country and your country, your government is discriminating against you for foreign invaders, there's a major problem.
Well, it's totalitarianism is what it is. They don't care about the Constitution. They'd rather see it, you know, burned in a fire someplace. It's fallen pretty far. It's so time for a revolution. It really is. And unfortunately, it's going to come to that, I think.
Well, have you noticed how you've got the big screaming about how many blacks are dying from whatever, you know? But you're never hearing nothing about how many people are dying from illegals. That number's never grown because they're afraid for you to see that number. Because the public will throw a fit when they know what it is. When the public realizes that 8 of its children are being molested every day at the hands of an illegal who has probably, on the average, 4 prior victims, but nobody does anything. When 20 to 25 Americans are killed every day by an illegal here on our soil and nobody does nothing, when more blacks are dying at the hands of an illegal, way more blacks are being killed by illegals than are being killed by cops, but you don't hear nobody saying anything.
Well, they. I think I sent you guys that one that my neighbor sent me talking about all the white cops lately, just in the last maybe month or even a week, that were the white cops killed by the black people, black males, in the streets of different cities all over the United States. You won't hear that either in the mainstream. No, you won't get that.
You won't. You're not hearing about the Bosnian immigrant white guy drug out of his car, beat to death with a hammer while racial slurs were being thrown at him and his wife. And you're not going to hear nothing about that, not out of the media. You heard a slight mention on Fox, maybe once, maybe twice. The others haven't mentioned it at all, and they probably won't.
Mm. Yeah. Well, there's a lot to be concerned about, you know, because the things that they that is happening. In fact, like I said, that there was two major videos that my friend Pat Hilty sent to me regarding the chemtrails, and there's tons of stuff in there. I didn't even go through even half of what was on that website, but it's bad stuff, and nobody's doing anything about it. Nobody's saying anything about it. Nobody's complaining about it or stopping it. It's unbelievable. I mean, there's a few people that do in certain counties, but you...
What's going to happen? Detroit just released hundreds of criminals, many of them violent, to the street. Let's see how far the effects of that spread.
Well, I think that from what I gather...
I can understand the release of low-level criminals. When you're releasing violent criminals into the public, you got to question your government. You got to question Detroit's government.
Yep. Oh, they're doing it here in California too. They're doing. I mean, it's just
full of liberalism.
Yep. But I'll tell you, things are going to start changing. You're going to see. I mean, even since 2009, the sales of guns and rifles has gone up dramatically. I think it's going to get more and more so, Bill. It's not going to be pretty. You got to be real careful, though. You don't want to be out in the streets doing this stuff, because they'll mop us up. Then they'll take the remaining people to the FEMA camps. I'm telling you, it's not good.
Well, the one thing they haven't figured out is how to get away our weapons away from us, because if they could have done that, they would have already done it, and they could have already put us under Sustainable Development Agenda 21. You're seeing the big land grabs by the government trying to force more people into the cities. You're seeing that's another reason they're not liking the gas prices being so low, because they were jacking them up trying to force people to move into cities because they couldn't afford the mileage, the gas. And there are little things that are holding them up, but for the most part, they have got everything in place. They just got to get that final push to get over the hill.
Well,
and
they ain't taking our guns.
That involves this arming us.
They're not
going
to do it, Bill.
They're already taking control over the food and the water. They're already taking control over everything else. I've seen, I'm thinking it was in Washington State, where they were fighting against charter schools and this and that, saying it steals from the public schools. Well, if the kid is going to the charter school, that's where the money should go. It shouldn't go to the public school.
That's right.
The Democrats are trying their damnedest to wrap things back to unions so the unions have control over things.
Sure.
But as we've seen in many of these places, the unions have caused many things to go bankrupt and broke. And it's going to continue. Illegals.
Yep.
These unions think that all these illegals are going to join them. We have a government that consistently will come out and lie and say, well, they're doing jobs Americans won't do. Well, I don't know about the rest of the country, but in the areas where I live, there's not a one of these factory jobs that these people are holding or construction jobs that an American would not do. They will not do for the little pay that they want to pay them. They will not do for, having no benefits or this and that, where the illegals will. Americans don't tend to live 20 of us in a household.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty sick. No, you know, the thing is, they just keep telling the lies over and over again, and the problem is that public believes it because they do not educate themselves at all on anything. They do it with global warming. They do it with immigration. They do it with everything. They do it with they've been propagating this, God, how many years now, calling, and even on the news stations, and what just ticks me off is that the conservatives, so-called conservatives, never call these people out on this. They call this country a democracy, and I tell you, it makes my blood boil. It just, that's one of the pet peeves. Any time it happens in front of me, I straighten people out. I show them the copy of the Constitution, Article 4, Section 4, that this United States, or that, you know, the Constitution guarantees every state involved a Republican form of government. And I make them read it for themselves. And then the light bulb goes off. You know?
Yeah. It's just ridiculous. I mean, every day you think. Go ahead, Linda.
Oh, I was just going to say that I actually did that. I think it was about a year or two ago when I was taking classes for being a poll worker, and this gal who was teaching the class, she was speaking and talking about our democracy, and then after class I said, here, look at this in the Constitution, and she read it for herself, and she says, oh, and I said, yes, we have a democratic way of voting, but that's where it stops. That word democracy you will not find one time in that document.
I'm sorry, but I'm amazed at how really dumb the public is. I have to agree with Gruber with what he said, because it doesn't pay attention to what their government is doing. It's a stupid public.
Well, the problem is that they know this about us, these people, these elitists and these smug little schmucks like him, and they count on it, Bill. It's their only, they know that that's their only avenue to deceive us further, is to pray that the people will not wake up. That's what they're counting on, you know. So this is,
I don't see no people waking up. They just keep going on playing their video games or whatever, going through the life. And they feel the squeeze, but they're not smart enough to say, why are we being squeezed?
Well, you have to look. You have, like I said, you don't just read history, but you read different theologies on economic theory. You have to compare them. You know, people like Adam Smith or Hayek or von Mises or any of these people from the Austrian school. You know, that's the correct way to go. That's free enterprise, capitalism, free markets, that the way it was supposed to be set up in this country. So,
free market. They don't want a free market. They want a market they control that they profit only off of. We hear the ignorance coming out of the left all the time, like Hillary saying, corporations don't create jobs. The government sure as hell don't create jobs, except at cost to taxpayers.
Well, yeah, because government...
Say, well, government's money. It's not the government's money. It's the taxpayers' money. The government has no money. The government makes no money except what they steal from us.
Or what they print, exactly. I've said that over and over again, and I know Mark Levin, hat tip to him on this one, because when Hillary mentioned that in one of her stupid speeches, Mark Levin says, now that is actually the stupidest thing I've ever heard another human being say. He had me laughing, but it's true. Nonsense.
Anybody that heard that should have thought the same thing. How in the heck does she get that? Who does she think creates jobs?
She's a communist. Of course, she's a communist. Well, you know, they're not going to change their stripes, Bill.
And it's not just her, though.
Oh, no.
John Boehner is just as bad.
And so is McConnell. And so is Rubio.
I agree with you.
Is Lindsey and McCain.
I don't see how we gain crap when Boehner and McConnell's in charge.
No, nothing. We're screwed because we just gave them a landslide and they just flipped us the Italian salute, man. I'm telling you. Oh, Levin was livid.
I mean, you got Pelosi wasn't even out of there. Worse ones than Boehner.
But Boehner and McConnell's the two in charge.
They're two in charge now.
Yeah.
But they haven't got to do anything yet, have they?
It's not. Boehner's been in charge of Congress for a while. I can't say that he's done anything good.
Me neither.
I supported removing him and putting someone else in charge. I was the same thing with McConnell. I fought McConnell in 2005 and 2006 and 2007 over illegal immigration. He was the one pushing for amnesty. Him and Bush and McCain. I wouldn't give McCain the time of day.
No. No, me either. That tired old fool. He's about as demented as Harry Reid, for God's sake.
Oh, I tell John McCain, you're no William Goebbels.
No, you
are no William Goebbels.
Harry Reid is pretty bad now.
Yeah.
McCain comes out here and attacks the CIA for their methods. But it's like I said, if you put it in perspective, someone kidnaps your grandchild or your child, how far would you go to get the information out of that person? You as an individual, how far would you be willing to go to get that information to save your child or grandchild's life? Now, when you put things in that kind of perspective, I think a lot of people would relook at the issue, how much do you love your country?
Right.
Would you not do everything possible to keep your country from being attacked?
Well, you come up on this hill and you see.
But that's not what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
And to be attacked, to be exposed to the world like our CIA has been, and to be attacked by countries in the UN who has their Human Rights Council, has the worst human rights violators in the ever thought of, members of their council.
Sure.
And you got China and Russia coming out and talking about our interrogation methods. Well, let's see theirs.
They all want to gripe about the way we do it. But look, they'll go to the extreme.
Well,
no words, probably.
We ain't chopped off nobody's head.
No, and we haven't chopped them. Well, I know they used electric. They electrocuted my uncle. I know that.
Your uncle was a POW in Vietnam. Yeah, he was electrocuted. He probably had bamboo used on him in various different ways and other things.
Boards tied behind his legs and bent down.
But he didn't break.
No, he didn't break.
McCain broke.
Matter of fact, my still alive.
I'm going to let you guys wrap it up because I'm tied on my cell phone and it's freezing. We finally got our rain. You guys be blessed. I'm going to go back to the chat room.
God bless you.
God bless.
Thanks.
You know, we're in that time of season that most of us, it's about family, about things and giving to the family. And there was a show I watched with my wife, and I think Chad was here the other night, called Secret Santa. And anyone, it's a good documentary type of show. You should watch it with your kids and stuff. I think you'd really enjoy it. It'll get you away from the moments of everything that's happening and how our country's going to crap. It'll get you off that moment and make you rethink some things, maybe.
Bring the kid out in you, basically what I'm saying, is because it proves a lot of things.
Yeah, it'll leave you one question. It'll leave you wondering. But if I could ask for one thing for Christmas, it would be
peace on earth.
Well, I don't know that you could ever have that. Somebody's always going to want. But what I would ask is that somehow people woke up Christmas Day awake to what was really going on in our nation. And I think if the public could be woke up and everybody can see everything as it really is, instead of the fakes that they're getting from the leftist media, instead of the lies and crap our elected keep feeding at us. And I got to admit, it's a lot of work to be digging into all these things and trying to come up with the true answers, the true facts and statistics. But when you really start getting there and you reach that first point that you know, hey, and you're able to look at it black and white, look at the numbers, like you're being scammed. Realize that your children and your grandchildren's future are in jeopardy and in danger. Realize that your own liberties and freedoms are in danger. Realize that you're about to become totally controlled. 1984 is here, it's just 30 years late. Every day, if you turn on your news, or you go on Facebook or the internet, more is stuff.
Well, the stuff is there.
The stuff is there.
It gets overwhelming. As
the evidence, facts, statistics are there.
They
get your blood pressure up. It makes you, sometimes you can fire one of these people and choke the crap out of them.
ISIS.
Who created ISIS when they didn't lead troops in Iraq and stuff? Who left the void for them to fill? And that's why he keeps playing patty cake with them with his airstrikes. Not really doing nothing except wasting money for every bomb they drop, because those things are expensive.
When
people ask me, why do I do what I do? I said, if I help, who will?
About the people and their
the left is only about the rich on the right. they'll attack the Koch brothers. There's Koch brothers ranked number 59 on campaign donations and stuff. Unions, George Soros. I love when the left tries to claim the right is like Nazis, because it's the left that is funded and supported by a Nazi. You've got, how many of us could owe what Al Sharpton does in back taxes and still be on the street?
Oh, hell no.
Man, babe, I mean, just talking about him, something needs to be done, because he's the one that's got all the money.
Al Sharpton is a race baiter. He makes his money on causing this division.
And the fact that he is a nigger, and he's in this. Yeah. Yeah. There's blacks and there's niggers.
He is. Because he is being honest. He's talking about that because he does stir up a lot of crap. He gets on TV and he does this race war crap.
But he's not the only one that plays that game. Chuck Schumer plays that game.
That's right.
It's
a shoe fits word.
A lot of them blacks.
Well, it's not just them.
The same bandwagon.
But you've got the same problem amongst the whites. And the Hispanics.
You got
Menendez and Gutierrez, or whatever his name is.
They've been on racism. They've been riding that bandwagon for so many damn years.
It's grown.
You know, it's gotten to be ridiculous.
And there's a lot of black people who want to say that's ridiculous.
But it's an ideology.
Right.
It's an ideology they're being fed.
Yes.
Because we got too many people out there. I know too many people out there of all colors, all nationalities who have come here or who live here who work their butts off. Any chance they get to up their education and stuff, they pursue it. And it's the ones who don't. The ones who sit back on their butts feeling sorry for themselves. Oh, somebody owes me a living. I shouldn't have to earn nothing. I should be owed a living.
I was always thought, you earn what you get.
As I said last week, I know a family that the mother pretty much told all her daughters, get pregnant, go on welfare. And that's what they've done for three generations. And that's a sad thing, because how are you going to get ahead if you never strive to get ahead? You know, that's the whole point of it. Is you've got to strive to get ahead. Opportunity. I could understand if people didn't have opportunity.
The opportunity is, if an immigrant comes in, a legal immigrant, he's got more opportunity than we do.
Because they're being catered to. If you're aided and abetted. If you're elected to invest like royalty, like the ones in Seymour, Indiana, the elected that are tied into royalty, and knowing that royalty, his whole business is based on the fact of illegal. And when you had a sheriff that would enforce immigration law, they broke their necks to get him out of office. Because it was hurting their pockets. They don't care about the people. They only care about their own pockets and their own power. If anything, we should be going after these elite. We should be banding together, all of us, and going after these elitists. We're going to use the illegals to destroy our country, but then they're going to turn on the illegals and feed them through the ovens, too. Who are using the blocks, but they'll turn on them and feed them through the ovens. I brought this all out last week. The statistics, when you look at it, amnesty does not help the blacks in any way. It hurts them majorly. One, it reduces the percentage of the population. Instead of 13% of the population, they'll be 6 or 7%. They'll have less power. They'll have less say, less voting rights, voting power and all these things. They'll have less opportunity because the illegals will be in front of them for education opportunities and job opportunities. And so it's not helping them. And you're taking the money from people who came here legally, followed our laws, and came here legally. You're taking that money they pay, and you're using it to pay for illegals. If that is not spitting in their faces, I don't know what it is.
I don't understand the people that support all these coming in.
I support immigration, legal immigration. Follow the laws in coming here. Mexico has immigration laws. Somebody should take them, put them, and post them everywhere. They have been in many places. You should see them and then ask me how we are so bad when you see their laws. Am I bad for wanting an American brother, no matter what color he is, to have a job and an education in front of someone who won't, whose first act was to spit on my laws?
Well, we don't want gang members, million people coming in here. That's what a lot of them are, terrorists, gang members.
There are these other companies. They're already having problems.
You don't hear about that much every now and then. You hear something on the news, but it's going on. They're having problems, you know.
Well, we proved
there's the same problems that we're going to have. We're going to
here we're going. Kudos to Don Gamble in 2006 when he came up with a little flyer we put out here in southern Indiana. And in 3, 4, 5 counties around the area, there were thousands, not hundreds, thousands, who fled the factories because they were here illegally and they thought La Migra was coming. If they could have read English, they would have known La Migra wasn't coming, but they couldn't. So they seen the thing, it said, notice all legal citizens, and they seen it was about illegal aliens, and boom, they were flying out of ISIS and NTN and all these factories by the thousands. Those are jobs that should be, to me, should be held by legal Americans. But they're not. They're ignoring the legal Americans and going for the illegals. Like I said, Royalty Construction. He has built his business on the back of illegals, aided and abetted by our elected. And if you look at their investments, I guarantee you that he is in an investment group tied in with elected members, former and present. The law means nothing because they can pad their pockets off of it. You got Bill Bailey, who was the head of the Chamber of Commerce. Before that, he was a congressman. He's been the mayor of Seymour. I guarantee you, Bill Bailey is invested to make money off of illegals, either through businesses he's invested in or through housing he's invested in. I guarantee you, and that's why your chambers of commerce will support an amnesty, is because many of their leadership is in investment groups and stuff that profit from illegals. Again, you, the citizen, be damned. It's about me padding my pocket to my own power. Well, cuz, I guess I've ranted enough for the day. I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. God bless everybody, and I hope everybody wakes up Christmas Day with a great feeling and somehow that the truth has soaked in. Yeah.
Well, God bless everyone. Keep your eyes open. Keep your hearts open, too. God bless everyone.
God bless everybody. Got it going.
Well, here I am in the wind again, floating where it takes me, laughing and splashing in the summer sun, until the alarm clock wakes me. Then it's coffee and a kiss and 2 cigarettes, and I'm back out in the cold, cold weather, chasing my dream, but I just can't seem to rub 2 coins together.
Sing it.
Life ain't easy.
That devil said it for me.
Life ain't easy.
Forever get a short day.
Life ain't easy. And nothing comes free.